And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this?
A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package. High-speed internet service required. Terms and restrictions apply.
Good morning and welcome to the NBA Daily Ding here on the Athletic NBA Show. I am Jared Weiss. It's a Wednesday, so that means I'm talking to Mo Dekeel, who's got this great Cooper Kupp touchdown in the NFC Championship game background going on a Zoom. Producer Brian Smith is with us. He is a Niners fan. Mo, do you want to say anything to Brian now that Brian is not on air and can't defend himself?
No, I just, you know, I don't care enough to.
This man is he's a bad man. You do not want to cross this man, Mo Dekeel. And even Devin Booker wouldn't want to go across against him. Devin Booker, he went against the Nets. The Suns won 121-111 in the late showcase game on TNT. And Book was pretty good.
Pretty good's kind of an understatement. You know, 35 points on 23 shots. I thought they weren't even the easiest shots. Some of the shots he was hitting was really well-contested shots, and he makes it look effortless, Jared. I don't know what else to really say about it when you're looking at what he's doing. You know, 14 points in the first quarter, 6 of 7 to start the game. Like, it's just frustrating as a defender. You're watching him and you're playing solid defense, and he just needs like just the tiniest fraction of a room to get up, and that thing's going up and more likely going in. Like, it was a pretty impressive performance for him offensively with just the way he was shooting the ball and keep the Nets defense on its heels all night.
Great mid-range game for him. He had so many of those bully ball moves where he gets a shoulder into the guy 10 feet from the hoop and gets to that jump, that pull up from close range. I mean, I can't think of anyone else in the league that really does it, but he's just one of those guys that it's so much fun to watch him take these like full-on jump shots from like 8 feet from the hoop. The guy just has the same shot everywhere on the court. You know, if he's taking a layup, he's still taking a straight-up jump shot. He's just ruthlessly consistent, and he ended up 13 for 23 from the field. Chris Paul, 9 for 9 from the free throw line, 20 points, 14 dimes. He's just been unbelievable playmaking lately.
Chris Paul's unbelievable. Like, I think as amazing as Devin Booker is, I think Chris Paul's kind of the engine for this team in the sense if he dimes everybody out 14 tonight, I imagine he's leading the league in assists, is going to create a larger gap between him and James Harden after the game tonight. And I mean, Jared, you saw the no look pass in transition to Bridges. You saw that, right? Like,
Thing of beauty.
It's almost a Picasso. Like, you know, you're doing these things. Like, he's doing the no-look pass to the point that Patty Mills, who is on Bridges, is looking away to go in like, well, where'd the ball go? And then it turns out it's going to Bridges, and it ends up being an and-one because Mills is now behind the play. Like, these are the things that Chris is doing out of the timeout. And it's not even that. It's 14 assists to just 2 turnovers. A 7-to-1 ratio, Jared. That's insane.
It is insane. And he was the guy feeding Mikal Bridges. Mikal Bridges had 27 points on 10 for 14 shooting. Didn't even hit that many threes. He only had 1 3. I mean, he was just attacking so well. He went 6 for 7 from the line, and he had 4 dimes.
Yeah, and just a lot of great cutting. You know, lots of great back cutting and opportunities to kind of just slide into the lane when the defense is overloaded and focused on Booker and on CP. Like, just a lot of smart plays from everything that he's doing. I mean, he's one of the more fun off-ball players to watch. Forget about what he does defensively. He's a great defender. But watching him off-ball is getting more and more fun for me in these games. And you guys got to know that I am a nerd just because I literally love watching these dudes cut off and make the reads off the weak side and things like that. It's just opening up a lot of opportunities for everybody around the court. Bridges' game has grown so much over, you know, the past 2 years. Like, it's just a lot of fun to watch.
Okay, last thing from this game is Kyrie Irving. He had 26 points, 10 for 20 shooting. I love the way that they were just running everything through him in the second half. Obviously, it wasn't enough, and Harden 10 to 4 assist to turnover ratio is good, but it's not going to be quite good enough. But what are you seeing from Kyrie as he's starting to get more games under his belt?
I mean, I'm beginning to find the shake again, and what I mean by that is his just ability with his ball handling to kind of lose guys. You know, there's a play where He gets a switch, and I think it's Elfrid Payton on him. And granted, like, right, Elfrid Payton, we're not going to talk about him like the most amazing defender. But then he works off the screen there, gets into the lane, and then finishes over. I believe it's McGee. I'm sorry, guys. I'm just trying to go off memory there. And it's just, like, amazing to watch. It's hypnotizing almost with the way he's dribbling and the way he works off the bounce. It's kind of the way a snake charmer plays, in the sense of just kind of hypnotizes the defense and then he gets right into the lane. I mean, he's just phenomenal, man. Like the way he plays and things like that. It's a shame we're only going to get to see him on road games as of now, but you're beginning to see his rhythm kind of come back to him a little bit. But Jared, here's the thing. This was definitely a game, and it's as they have in their five losses so far for Brooklyn in a row, you know, it's just another one of those games where it's like, damn, it's a different thing if they have KD on the court. You know, like that being the release valve to be able to go to him at the end of clocks makes a big difference for this Nets team. And I know I'm not breaking news. It's freaking KD.
Yeah, he's good. He's pretty good. You know, the Nets, they have stayed afloat as long as KD has been out there for a long time. They don't have him out there for a little while now. And the buoyancy seems to be out of the net, that's for sure.
Discover the latest collections from David Yurman, as seen recently, styled on basketball stars like Jaime Jaquez, Jalen Green, D'Angelo Russell, and others. David Yurman is a celebrated American jewelry company inspired by the beauty of art, architecture, and the natural world. The story of David Yurman begins in New York City, with David, a sculptor, and his wife Sybil, a painter and ceramicist. When the artists began collaborating, their goal was to simply make beautiful designed objects to wear. Over 40 years later, the Yurmans and their son, Evan, continue to redefine American luxury jewelry with timeless, modern collections for women and men defined by inspiration, innovation, consummate craftsmanship, and Cable, the brand's artistic signature. David Yurman's collections are available on davidyurman.com.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Out in Milwaukee, the Wizards made a nice comeback, middle of the fourth quarter. Mo texts me, wow, they actually came back. Milwaukee's blowing this. And then Milwaukee blew it right back open. They win 112-98. And hey, Kyle Kuzma continues to play well with Bradley Beal out. He had 25 points on 11 boards. But Giannis with a very clean 33 points on 14-for-21 shooting, 15 boards, and 11 dimes.
I mean, it's one of those games where, look, Milwaukee builds a 17-point lead. I'm looking at the game going like, man, it doesn't look like Washington has much going for them. Like, it really feels like this is going to be a blowout. I start flipping over to the next game we're going to talk about, and I'm just thinking like, okay, cool. And then just by random chance, I check the score and go, oh, crap, Jared, we got to go pay attention to this game now. Washington has made a comeback. But it all stopped in the fourth quarter when Giannis decided, okay, I'm done playing around with these guys. 13 points. He was just unstoppable, you know, getting into the lane, getting into the attack. And I felt bad. I mean, there's a situation where Kuzma gets Giannis on a post-up. Nobody comes to help him. You know it's going to end up in a bad way, and one for Giannis.
Yeah, I mean, this game got to the point that I think I heard the commentator say Mahmoud Kelishvili at least four times. So we were definitely at blowout territory. Shout out Sandro. But, you know, this was a really nice night for Jrue Holiday. He had 22 points on 9-for-16 shooting. Middleton didn't have to do much, but there were those brief moments where he came through. It really seems like the Milwaukee offensive attack balance is just in perfect harmony right now.
It's consistency that we're not getting from Milwaukee, right? It's either this or they have a night where they're getting their doors blown off by Denver. You know, granted, Denver's a very good team, but it's consistency level. Seeing that, we need to see this on a more regular basis for us to start feeling more confident about Milwaukee, the defending champs, who also are still really good. But with no Brook Lopez, we're going to have a lot of questions about their defense and things like that. But even just kind of giving up a 17-point lead to a Washington team without Bradley Beal is not a great sign. It's something that, you know, you wouldn't expect from them more often than not. And I think it's something you got to kind of just keep an eye on. I still trust the Bucks, but I just want to see this kind of on a more consistent basis.
last game for us, the Miami Heat, they were in control the whole game, and then the Raptors flipped it in the fourth quarter with Gary Trent going. He was going ham from deep. They win 110-106 at home in front of like two people in the stands. And Jimmy Butler, he was playing. Bam Adebayo had a great game. He had 32 points and 11 boards. But Gary Trent Jr., game high 33 points, 6 for 10 from deep.
Oh, one of those two people was Drake, by the way. I'm sure you caught that, Jared. It's rare that I recognize who the hip-hop star is. But Gary Trent Jr. put on a performance for Drake. You know, this is also a team, just a few nights ago, these guys went to triple overtime when these two teams matched up. So, you know, you knew you were going to get a close one tonight. Gary Trent Jr. was phenomenal. I thought Fred VanVleet, although didn't shoot it all that well, got to the line 11 times. Pretty impressive performance in the sense of this is how the Raptors play. They just stay in games over and over again. And their philosophy, it just feels like, hey, we just keep it close. And in the fourth quarter, we got you where we want you. You know, they're able to put up 30 points in the fourth quarter, really 60 for the half, which is something a little bit shocking that this Miami Heat team's given up 60 points in the second half. But, you know, they executed just enough down the stretch to pull away with this win. And this is a big win for them.
Toronto, and I love that it was just Drake and Masai just chilling in the stands by themselves. It was really, of all the two people in the world for it to be, that was pretty perfect. But Toronto, they are really deep at the high end of their rotation. You know, they got five guys that are having really good offensive seasons. Defense looked pretty solid in this game. Toronto is, I don't know if climbing up the standings is the word, but they are positioning themselves to have the potential to move up the standings. After seeing this game against one of the top teams in the East, does this look like a representation of how they're going to be in the second or the third of the season or whatever we're at this point?
You said a lot of different numbers there, Jared. That definitely was not at all confusing.
Is Toronto good?
Yeah, thank you for just simplifying the question. You're a reporter. Make it easy.
I get paid per word on these pods. That's
all. Oh, gotcha. Okay. Well, I think Toronto's good. I think they have a chance. This is who they are. This is about as good as they are. You know, maybe sneak into the top six, being into the sixth seed if a lot of things bounce right. A few teams, Brooklyn slide really continues for a long run and things like that. They might be able to sneak into there. But this is about the range where they are. And I think, you know, it's they are missing that one kind of just solid big man, another consistent scorer. Pascal Siakam tonight struggled a little bit from the field with how he was playing. It's, you know, finished with just 16 points and 5 of 14 from the field, but was awesome on the boards with 14 rebounds. Need to get a little bit more help. They're playing about an 8-man rotation. I think they're about one person short from going from just like, oh, pretty good, to being, hey, they're good.
They are pretty good, and I think the show's good there, so let's end it. I'm Jared Weiss. He's Bo DeKeel. Brian Smith producing. This is the Daily Ding on the Athletic NBA Show. Take us out of here.
Ding, ding.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10. Place your first bet on any game and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.